Rapper Stacks. The 90s Rapper Stacks card game. Rapper Stacks card game allows you and your friends to battle it out with some of your favorite rappers. Easy to play with two or more players. Each round takes between 10 and 20 minutes. The pack includes a blank card so you can create your own. Best played while listening to your favorite hip-hop. Maybe this isn't the game I thought it was. We'll see. I thought it was just facts.
Maybe Rapper Stacks?
It says Tupac Shakur, born 1971. Tupac, born Lassane Parrish Crooks, was an American rapper and actor, best known for releasing music posthumously and performing as a hologram. His beef with Biggie Smalls...
Hang on, it says most known for? Oh my god. His post...
Most known for releasing music posthumously, so like after he was dead, and performing as a hologram. His beef with Biggie Smalls and Death by Gunfire are also memorable. Lyrical ability, 89. Notoriety, 99. Bling, 50. Impact, 97. Wildcard, Coachella hologram performance, 80. This doesn't make sense.
Fuck that. It's just rappers' ratings?
I guess so. I thought it was facts.
Jay-Z. Lyrical ability, 88. False. Notoriety, 76. False. It's 100. Bling, 97. Fair. Impact, 95.
So this is just like to learn
34.
So this is just like just baseball or rapper trading cards.
Yeah, Dr. Dre 67 notoriety. Get the fuck out of here. Raekwon is higher than Dr. Dre. No disrespect, Raekwon, but you guys are probably pretty equal. Ghostface Killah, RZA 72, Old Dirty Bastard 97.
What?
For notoriety. MF Doom 7.
What? MF Doom is like
Ludacris 10. Does notoriety mean like people knowing him?
I thought so. Like noteworthy or could be wrong. By the way, never mind. I thought this was gonna be a game. I would just pop one out throughout the whole episode, but whatever.
Anyway, episode 11. Back again. 1-1. 11. What's 11?
But these ones go to 11.
There you go.
That's a Spinal Tap.
Spinal Tap.
That's that movie.
Turn it up to 11.
Turn it up to 11. The Stranger Things 11.
Shout out Stranger Things 11.
7-11.
7-11. The month of November.
Even better.
Even better. It's been a cool week. It was a fun weekend. Didn't do much, but... We watched our boy fight. Didn't go as we thought it would, but, you know, that's all right.
It's fighting. There can only be one winner. What do you expect?
Yeah. Shout out Andy, man. And good luck to him. We're going to be with him soon and go see him, but...
Do an aftermath.
Yeah, do an aftermath and just hang out and, you know, talk to him. But good luck to him on what's next. I'm sure we'll get a title shot again. Maybe not right away, but, you know, he's definitely going to work his ass off and get there again.
I think if the news of himself, how he was basically out there saying he didn't train well and all these things and he lacked, being disciplined in his training camps. I think if you take that away, what bad could you have said about the fight for most people?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it went the way it should have gone.
The first time around?
Yeah. I mean, Anthony Joshua is just a tall dude, an incredibly skilled boxer. And he put on a show. But
no doubt about it, Andy is too, but it's two different styles.
Yeah, and Andy was right. I mean, he said he was a little heavier, so he couldn't be as quick. And, that has a huge effect because for Andy to win, he's got to be quick and he's got to get inside. But Joshua kept him on the outside the whole time and won by decision.
But he went the distance.
Yeah, he did go the distance with him.
Which I actually called on the episode, but I said Andy would win in a decision.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I knew they had it in them to go the distance. I knew it was going to be this cat and mouse game of, you know, stick. Somebody was going to be moving. I didn't know if it was going to be Andy or Anthony, but somebody was going to be moving. But hey, it's just another fight, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I know he's got another fight on the contract, so he's definitely going to be in the ring again.
I think it'd be cool to see a trilogy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the best thing for Andy would be go to win a couple fights and, like, but train as if it's Joshua, you know, and then show himself that he has the discipline and he can do it, and then use that discipline and some and train for another Joshua fight. Or, I mean, Joshua, I mean, fact of the matter is Joshua may lose these belts before he gets back to Andy.
It's cool. I mean, it's true.
But then Anthony Joshua will probably get the trilogy fighting him for the belts.
Yeah. I mean, the Wilder fight in February kind of determines how everything kind of goes,
fights,
I feel like.
Tyson Fury. Yeah.
I think that will decide what Anthony Joshua does next. But I don't know if he can wait that long to announce his next fight.
He's got, I think, another fight in the works. But I think Deontay Wilder would fucking smoke him.
Fury or Joshua?
Joshua. Both? I mean, the last Fury fight was fucking close. I mean, it drawed. So, I mean, we'll see.
It's going to be interesting.
I know he could tear down Joshua.
2020 for boxing could be back for heavyweight.
Yeah.
And
2020 for UFC
and more.
It's going to be cool, too. Yeah. UFC fighting in 2020 is going to be sick. It's a lot of big fights. I heard Canelo wants the Triple G rematch. It should be sick. And Floyd Mayweather.
Would that be the second or the third?
I think the third.
I think so, too.
But
First he said he didn't want to, right? Because he's like, I already beat him.
Yeah,
like,
now he wants to. It'd be a good fight.
Probably a lot of money thrown. Money does a lot of crazy things.
Right. Yeah, and Floyd Mayweather said he's going to fight in the UFC, I think.
Oh, yeah. So either way, 2020 is definitely going to
be
huge.
And we got a big UFC coming up on Saturday with...
we went over this card, and I already forget.
Yeah, it's Amanda Nunes.
Three championships.
Yeah. Max Holloway versus Alexander... what's his last name? I don't know. But it's going to be sick. I'm going to be watching it. I wish I was there, but I'm going to be watching it, that's for sure. Corey Covington, Colby Covington, Jesus Christ. But yeah, we'll see.
What is it, 245?
245. It's Usman too. Usman's a beast. I hope he wins and then keeps his belt and just because I'd be curious to see what Corey does. Or sorry, Colby Covington does if he loses this fight. I've been talking a lot of shit and backing it up, but this is like win or go home.
Holloway's fighting Volkanovski.
Yeah, Volkanovski. That's a good fight. Volkanovski's from Australia.
I can't wait to see this Aldo fight because I constantly see memes of him trying to cut the weight to 145 and how he looks like he's being held up by his trainers.
He's going below 145, dog.
Is he?
Yeah,
I don't know what Bantam is.
He's fighting at Bantam weight.
Either way, for him to get to that weight class, I keep seeing like these memes popping up and like... hoisted up by his guys, but like he just looks sick. He looks sick.
Yeah, because he's never got.
And I don't mean in a good way.
He's at like 138 right now, and he's got to cut to 125.
Jose Aldo got knocked out by Conor McGregor in like a second, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He turned his light off.
Uriah Faber is fighting too. I thought he retired.
Oh, really? He came out of retirement last year. This card is stacked. Hang on. Yeah, I knew Jose Aldo was fighting, but this is a great fucking card. Uriah Faber is going to be interesting because Uriah, I heard him say in an interview that he was only going to take a fight if it was a title match.
No shit.
So that's not happening because this isn't a title match.
That's not happening.
But it froze. But he's fighting a young dude. I didn't see who it was, Peter something. That'll be a good fight. But Uriah's good, man. The California, what is it?
I thought it was a California kid, but
yeah,
I could be
California
wrong.
California kid, Uriah Faber.
Because I remember, he's been around a while. But yeah, he's fighting Peter Yan.
Peter Yan.
Who's ranked number 4 in the bantamweight. And apparently, Uriah Faber's number 12.
12? Yeah, so if he comes back and wins this, I think this is his redemption. Not redemption, but just kind of showing like, hey, I'm not some bum that just came out of retirement. And then maybe he'll get a title shot, but he's fucking like 40, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I think so.
He's up there.
He's definitely my age.
He's an OG, though. He's an OG in the fight game.
I don't even know how to spell his name, but...
and then Amanda Nunes is fighting. Fucking best female MMA fighter to ever grace the octagon. And that'll be a good fight.
Uriah Faber is only 5'4", by the way.
Yeah, he's tiny.
He is 40 years old.
Yeah, he turned 40 and came out of retirement. So,
whoa.
I mean, the best of luck to him. I'm excited. I'm way more excited for this card now. I did not realize Uriah Faber was fighting, but this is a big UFC. This is going to be a good UFC.
Hell yeah.
Right up in Vegas.
Who gotta knows? Check my pay-per-view.
May even pop up in Vegas.
Is it pay-per-view? Or was it Fox? I would imagine it's pay-per-view with three title fights.
Through ESPN when it's the main card. ESPN Plus app. Pay-per-view as well. But I think you have to do it through the ESPN Plus app.
Well, check it out, guys. We'll talk about it next week, how this turns out.
I'll go through the card again. I'll give my predictions real quick.
Yeah, start at the bottom.
Start at the bottom.
Obviously, there's more fights in these, but this is the main card they're listing. Favor versus Jan.
What's Jan's record?
Jan is 12-1.
Cool. How old is he?
He's Russian. He's, well, they don't tell you the age.
He's young. I think Uriah can do it. I think he's still a top-ranked bantamweight.
They are exactly the same weight, reach, and height is an inch in favor to Jan.
They have the same weight.
Well, I mean, exactly the same.
Like, yeah, usually you like, if you're cutting. You
oh.
Because Uriah's coming down, so like he's just going to hit it. And then the day of the fight, they're like 12 pounds heavier.
Yeah, yeah.
Which it never makes sense to me. But I don't know. I think the Russian camps tend to be, I mean, this guy might be even coming from Khabib's camp. They're good. They're dangerous. But I think Uriah can do it. I'm saying that more so because I'd like Uriah to do it.
Right. I kind of want to see him win too.
Yeah. And then two wins on a unretirement. I think he could get a chance for the belt. Maybe. And that'd be I think he would fight Henry Cejudo, which would be a good fight.
Oops.
Yeah, I'll go Uriah. Probably go the distance. Maybe get a knockout.
The next one would be Aldo Moraes. Aldo versus Moraes. One versus three.
The way what I've been seeing of Aldo, he is fucking really, really, really skinny. But he may just hit the weight and then, like I said, get 12 more pounds and come in as strong as he usually is. I think he's still dangered. Or I think he's still very dangerous. What's he ranked?
Three.
Yeah, see, I think if he wins...
Moraes is one.
Yeah. So I think if Aldo can win this, we may get a Conor McGregor-Aldo rematch, but I don't know.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah. But I think Aldo can take that. But if he's actually a skinny and ill-looking as he is, then I think he's not going to be strong enough.
Amanda Nunes versus Jermaine de Radame.
I think Amanda Nunes is going to take this.
I butchered that, but
yeah.
I just wanted to get
it
out.
She's dangerous. She's fucking good. She's really, really good.
This is 8-3 versus 17-4.
Yeah, but I think Amanda Nunes just is, she keeps it so, like, she keeps it together in the ring, you know, in the octagon, and she just doesn't buckle, and she doesn't stop. She just comes.
I will say that the challenger has an inch height advantage and a 2-inch reach advantage.
Yeah, I think Amanda's still going to be able to get inside and fuck her up. If it gets taken to the ground, though, I don't know. But Amanda Nunes is still very dangerous on the ground.
Yeah, I think Nunes still has the advantage on the ground.
Yeah, so... I think Amanda Nunes is going to defeat that, get a knockout. She's been knocking. She knocked out Holly Holmes. Oh, my God. That kick fucked her up. And so I think she's going to come in with a knockout.
Max Holloway, Alexander Volkanovski.
I mean, I grew up in Australia. I got to support him, but I got to give Max Holloway the win here.
It's going to be a good fight.
Division. Yeah, it's going to be a really good fight.
Alexander is 5'6" and Max Holloway is 5'11".
Yeah, Max Holloway is skinny and big, but he can fuck you up.
But Volkanovski has the reach advantage somehow. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, he's got some long-ass arms.
Got some long-ass arms, but the leg reach is obviously in Holloway's favor.
Yeah, I think Holloway's going to get this one. It's going to be a tough fucking fight, though. It's going to be a tough fight.
Yeah, I was going to say, they both got a pretty good average fight time, so this guy could stand around, but who knows if he's facing anybody.
Max Holloway is one of the best
but he's the number
pound,
one.
Pound fighters. Yeah, he's had the belt for so fucking long. He's just so...
No, I meant Alexander's the number one challenger, it seems.
Yeah, yep, it's his time.
So. Alexander the Great.
Yep.
That's what he goes by.
So I'll give that one.
And then the main event.
I think Usman's going to take the headliner, and that's just because I really don't like Covington, but I know Covington's a good person, and it'll be a good fight, but... I think Usman's going to take... He has to win. He can't lose this fight, and he knows, because it's the back... Not the backlash, but sometimes losing is a little more embarrassing. This would be one of those times. So I think Usman takes that one. But that's going to be
a knockout.
Especially
as a big event.
Yeah, and they're just going to be
This is huge. This is the end of the year. Yeah. Everybody's watching because people are
three
at parties.
Title fights. I think Usman's gonna take it. He's gonna. One of them's gonna knock one of the ones out.
One of those three fights, someone's gonna get shocked though. It's always how it happens.
I don't think so.
You don't think
I
so? Think you think it's a clean sweep of defenses?
Yep.
I like that. I think there's gonna be one. I don't know who, but if I had to pick one.
And I really like these are. Other than if Usman lost and it wasn't Covington, I wouldn't care as much. But Holloway and Amanda Nunes, I've been watching for a long time, and I really fuck with them. So it would be sad to see any of these belts get taken away. But we'll see.
We will see.
Saturday.
Oh, did you watch anything this weekend besides fighting?
I watched a lot of Workaholics.
I love that show.
I caught back up on Workaholics, just rewatched. I watched this movie called Awakening the Zodiac or something.
Like the killer?
Yeah, it was really fucking bad. But the premise is like this guy like gets a, there's like an auction. He buys storage units. And they buy one like that are like repossessed, you know? So they go in, he buys one and they find like old film and it ends up being the Zodiac kills. But then they find out like the real story is like the Zodiac was just like planting these seeds and shit and then coming across America to where they were. And he was there and then they were like running from him and then he's killing everyone and they end up killing him. Or he goes, I don't know.
It's not a real story? No. It's just made up?
The killings, the Zodiac killings
are
real in it. But yeah, they... No. Hell no.
It wasn't like based on somebody?
No. It was based on a fucking fantasy and it was an awful fucking movie. Awful movie.
Well, don't watch that one, y'all.
Don't watch that one. I think
that's what we're here for, is inform you of the good and the bad.
Right. I rewatched The Irishman.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I think you got to watch it a couple times to understand it, but that means I gave up 7 hours of my life to The Irishman already.
You hear that, Martin Scorsese?
Yeah, there you go. You got 7 hours of my time. Love Island. I watched Love Island. That show is fucking hilarious. It reminds me of how... Can I hit this? How much I fucking love... Not love in like a way like I love it, but I love it because it's so funny. It's reality TV. And Love Island is so fucking dumb. It's so funny. The English version, oh my God.
Oh, that's what it is? Is the English version, Love Island? Of Bachelor in Paradise, basically?
Yeah, it's basically Bachelor in Paradise. But yeah, it's the English. There's an American Love Island, Australian Love Island, and an English Love Island. And it's just so fucking funny because it's so dramatic and dumb. But English, they don't fight like in like real world. They like argue like by English. So it's funny. You didn't deserve me.
Not gonna lie, I got tired of hearing what's his name talk on Saturday after the fight. Eddie Hearn.
Oh, yeah, man.
So it's like, I dig the accents, but that his was bugging me the other day.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a valid point is that we said, like, you don't see Dana White managing anybody that's in a championship fight.
Unfortunate thing about boxing is the promotions that's around it and, like, fight promoters and shit. That's why the UFC is good, because Dana did do that, but now he just is the president of the UFC, and it's just they sign fighters to fight, but they don't, like, he has his favorites, but they don't get behind them like Eddie Hearn was behind.
Yeah, like, he won it.
Yeah, because he did. He did. Like, his team won. But he's also putting on the fight.
Yeah. He made a lot of money, I'll tell you that. But anyways.
1.7 million pay-per-view.
Jeez. Just viewers?
No.
Is that what you mean?
Dollars.
Wait. Anthony Joshua made 1.7 million?
No, that's how much a pay-per-view made.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's crazy.
Maybe it was numbers. So if you take 1.7 times, you know, 100... Bucks.
It's like 60 to 100 bucks, yeah.
It's like $170 million.
Well, somebody had to pay for all that stadium to be erect.
Yeah.
But anyways, I got us off of Bachelor in Paradise and stuff like that, but that show's hilarious. English accents.
Yeah, and Love Island's a good show to watch when you're stoned. And there's so many episodes. It's like they, in England.
Is that on Netflix?
It's on Hulu.
Hulu.
And it was on every fucking day. So, and their episodes are an hour long, but it's hilarious. It's fucking hilarious. I recommend it.
I watched El Camino, the Breaking Bad movie. I don't know. Didn't love it. Didn't hate it. I thought it looked cool, and I thought there was great, you know, action per se, but I don't know. I just dug the series more, I guess. They left a lot out. I think you said you saw the movie. I mean, if you didn't watch the show and you watched the movie, I could see it not making sense, but yeah, you get the gist of it. But like the guy that he kidnaps him and he has to go help clean the house and take out that body and everything, that guy is in the series. So like that part of it makes sense.
Aren't the two friends in the series too that he goes and meets up with?
Yeah. His two friends are in the series. So like there are parts of it, but like a lot of it doesn't make sense to me. I have to go back and revisit, I think, the last season of Breaking Bad to kind of put it all together, but it was cool. I don't know how long that's been out. If you said you saw it, has it been out all year? It said 2019, but I didn't watch it.
I think like 2 months ago. Oh. I watched it, yeah, in like October.
Probably people talked about
it. There's a lot of hype around it, but yeah. Doesn't last anymore. It doesn't.
Yeah. Other than that, I just watched football. Lamar Jackson, second player to ever break 1,000 rushing yards in a season. Ever.
And it's his second season.
Third? Something like that. Third. Either way, the season's not over. Yeah. And so it's like he broke 1,000 rushing yards.
And there's like...
And there's still a couple more games left. And that... Obviously, they're going to playoffs. So here's the shitty part is that he might sit out the last game or two of the season because they might clinch. What's the point of getting him hurt?
Yeah.
So who knows how many yards he could get if he played every game. Yeah. But... Pretty badass to be
rushing yards,
right there.
Right?
Rushing yards. So
who's number? Who's the other guy?
I think Mike Vick. Mike Vick's the only other person.
Shout out Mike Vick.
So he becomes the second, and I think he is the youngest. So we'll have to look up all those numbers. But
he's
I just
like
know
22, right? 23?
Something like that. And then did you hear the whole controversy about that commentator from Fox or whatever that got suspended from?
Yeah, what did he say?
He said Lamar Jackson has an advantage of hiding the ball because of his dark skin. Matches the ball. So when Lamar Jackson does an RPO, the run play option,
yeah,
or run pass option, so he holds on to the ball for a long time, and the way the running back comes across, they make it look like he handed it off to him, and they both go like this. And he's basically saying, like, because they're dark skin, they can't see the ball, yeah, so they have an advantage. So that happened not this past weekend, but like 2 weeks ago, week 12, I think, and that announcer got suspended. The following weekend, this past weekend, Lamar Jackson wore white gloves.
And he still did it.
I mean, he still did really well, yeah, but I'm just saying he did it like he hasn't worn white gloves all year, I don't think. He obviously heard about that statement and said, advantage? I'll give them all the advantage back and I'll still run all over it. And he played one of the toughest defenses in the NFL right now, the Buffalo Bills. And he still had a hell of a game. I think... You know, he still had a couple errors there, but, you know, it's Buffalo, and you're on the road, and it's cold and all that. Still had a hell of a game. Beat Buffalo, and...
I hope he takes the Super Bowl this year. I really do.
He's going to do a lot, and...
You think he'll make it to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think so.
Against?
I'm tossed between the Saints and the 49ers.
I'd like to see the 49ers in there.
And that would be a rematch of like 5 years ago.
Yeah, but so. The brothers aren't the coaches anymore.
Exactly.
Just one, right?
Yeah, just one.
Speaking of 49ers, Kaepernick's still not on a team. Right?
But his receivers got signed from the tryout.
So weird.
It was bizarre.
It's hard to
Super
speak
bizarre.
On because I wasn't there, but he looked pretty good, I thought, in the videos.
I mean, he definitely looked good, so it's just now you just kind of know. It was for the publicity, and nobody really wants to take it on.
Watch it come out that people offered him teams and he didn't. That would suck. I don't think that's what happened, but that would be so bad. And it really was just for publicity.
Yeah, you never know. That's the thing. They're both good at hiding everything with whatever he signed to have a tryout, you know. And
we didn't sign anything. That's the thing.
But, yeah, Lamar Jackson, hell of a year no matter what happens from here. So I hope they do get the Super Bowl. But
how many weeks? It's like...
I think this is the end of week 13, so we got 14, 15, 16, and 17.
And then playoffs?
Yeah, and then playoffs. There is, I think, one more bye week for most teams. That's why there's that odd number.
Yeah.
So, and then, but they, you know, there's teams that are starting to, I think, one more win, lock up things. Like, some teams got eliminated from playoffs yesterday. I can't remember exactly who, but.
Dolphins?
They're definitely out.
Browns?
They won yesterday, so I think mathematically they're still in the hunt.
Giants?
I think Raiders are out. Giants are playing right now. They're out, though.
Eagles?
Eagles are in there. They're in, but they're losing this game, so that they could be out, and Dallas has a losing record.
So who's what's the playoffs going to be? 49ers, Saints, Patriots?
Well, here, if you go on that side with the NFC, you'd have 49ers, Saints, Seahawks.
Oh, yeah, I can't forget about that.
Because they would be the wild card, I think. It's one of those two.
Aren't they like 9-3?
And, no, and Seahawks are 10-3. 49ers are, I'd have to look, 10-3 or 11-3.
Yeah.
And then their other NFC team would be the Cowboys, whoever wins that division. So if the playoffs ended today, it'd be Cowboys, Seahawks, Saints, and 49ers, I believe.
And then on the other side, Baltimore, New England, Atlanta?
Baltimore, New England, Chiefs.
And
then it's either Houston or Indianapolis that's winning that division.
They
have
Indianapolis going to the playoffs without Andrew Luck.
Yeah, with Jacoby Brissett. But they lost yesterday, so that might have hurt their chances. But so did Houston, so I don't really know. This is why it's like there's a couple weeks left. Anything could happen with those last bottom feeder teams. And there is two other teams that would be involved with a wild card spot, but then we'd have to go on and list like eight other teams that are in the hunt, and I don't really care for that. I just wanted to get the final eight who I think right now, but... That's what would end right now. But
there's some cool teams in there.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
That's a colorful.
It's different.
Yeah.
And I think the Patriots are beatable.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I mean, again, I said it before, their schedule was weak. Like, they have, like, six wins off of Dolphins and Jets. Like, who cares?
And they're losing, so.
Yeah.
And Gronk's not coming back.
Yeah. And they still haven't signed anybody noteworthy. They've been through three or four kickers or something like that. Again, you got to take a page from the book of what the 49ers and what the Baltimore Ravens have been doing all year, like playing defense and sticking to the what they got strengths.
Yep.
And it seems like Patriots are like trying something new every week, and so are the Chiefs, it seems like. So, but, it, you know, you never know. It's the NFL. Cold weather changes everything, and so does
playoffs
and veteran experience. But it's going to be cool, that's for sure. Fighting, football.
NBA.
Lakers.
Lakers are fucking shredding. Dude, it's shred city with the
They
Lakers.
Scored 142 or 144 points last night against Timberwolves.
Are they still in first on the Western?
Yeah.
They're smoking.
22-3 or
They're
some
smoking.
Shit.
Smoking. That's a team. That's a good fucking
it's
team.
It's not even fair.
And the cool thing is you can't even compare it to Golden State. Because you know when Golden State had all those good players and the last era of them, they were like, oh, like Golden State's like a super team. The Lakers are a super team, but not like that. You know, they're just good. They just got a lot of good fucking talent on there. JaVale McGee, legend. OG. Of course, AD.
Guess who's number two?
Clippers.
Yeah, and we said it was going to be Lakers-Clippers.
Yeah. If the Lakers and Clippers, mark my words, if the Lakers and Clippers play in the Western Conference Finals, it's going to be fucking crazy.
I think the only one I'm way off about is the Portland Trailblazers are playing terribly.
Yeah, so what were my predictions? I think it was Lakers. I didn't say Dallas.
I don't think we
or
mentioned
the Nuggets.
Dallas.
I said Houston.
I think we
and
mentioned
then the Jazz.
Yeah.
So I mean I'm close.
We definitely mentioned Houston
and
I would have
never guessed Phoenix is above OKC and
yeah,
Portland.
Or any of those for that matter. I think we gave Warriors a chance, but that's because we didn't know.
No, we said they were coming.
Steph was going to go down. But I think we gave them a slight chance, but yeah, we'll see. I have to go. We got to check the tapes.
Melo's on Portland now, so I think he can do some damage.
Yeah, maybe they turned it around with him on.
Who's number
now.
One in the East?
Milwaukee, followed by Celtics.
Celtics, Miami.
Then
I
Heat,
think Miami
Sixers,
has a good chance at
Raptors.
A good
that's
run.
That's a totally different mixture than normal, so
it always
that's cool.
Is in the East because there's no standout team yet.
Orlando Magic getting relevant in the eighth spot.
Sneak in there, dog.
Damn.
Sneak in there.
You know what's funny is that I said last year Orlando's a thorn in a lot of teams' side because they're a good three-point shooting team. I'd have to look and see the stats, but if they're shooting good three-pointers, they're a dangerous team, and I don't even know who's on that team. I'm just saying, I remember a lot of games last year. I was like, pick a team that you think is an easy layup or like to beat Orlando Magic, and I'd be watching the game, and all of a sudden Orlando's up like 11, and you're like, what the fuck? And then like they're just draining threes, and you're like, why does this team shoot like that?
Shutting them down.
So I got to look up all the stats. But, yeah, we're about 24, 25 games in to the NBA.
How many games are in the season? 70-something?
Somewhere between 60 and 80, maybe, something like that. I can't even remember, to be honest. I lose track. I just know it's like 160 in baseball, 16 in football, somewhere between 60 and 80 in basketball, somewhere between the same in hockey. Yep. Like, I just know the month and the time period, and when we're there, I just go look at the standings.
Yeah. And who then do you think's going to get MVP this year?
Four.
NBA.
Oh, gosh.
I think AD might be able to pull it
off. Yeah, I was going to say, AD's having a hell of a year. If he stays healthy, that's magnificent.
If he stays healthy, they're going to, because LeBron's going to stay healthy. If LeBron went down this year, that'd be tragic. Like, it'd be, the year he goes down is the year he got his team back.
Yeah, I think the only other person doing well is Giannis.
Yeah, Giannis is definitely,
that's probably it. Like, I know Towns had a good run, but I don't think he's done much lately. He definitely had a badass fight. I'll give him that.
Yeah. And Embiid, too.
Harden is scoring a lot of points, yeah. But, like, I don't really know what that means in terms of MVP if your team's not winning.
He won last year, right? No, Giannis.
Something
won
like
last
that.
Year. My bad.
But either way, yeah, I would say right now AD would be a great. I'd say AD, Harden, Giannis,
LeBron. The thing about LeBron is I think he's always on it until they just don't include him.
Kawhi Leonard, defensively, is having a hell of a year. He just doesn't play a lot, but that's because of this new team, the time management stuff.
They don't really play him and George at the same time, right?
You know, I haven't seen it, but yeah, I don't think so. And like, if they do play in the same game, it's like one's on the court, like they share the court maybe like 10 minutes of their 18 to 25 minutes. Maybe they're just two different styles, or maybe it's like one changes the pace of the game when the other's on the court. I don't know. Like, I don't really know. Is Paul George a good defensive player? Or is he kind of both? Like,
he's kind of both, but more of an offensive.
Because like, I feel like Kawhi Leonard's become a better defensive player this year. That's all they talk about.
He's always been
known for defense. Just been playing more defense, and I feel like that slows. Like, I only keep track of because the totals of the games are really high sometimes, and I notice they're high when Kawhi Leonard's in, but then they don't end up hitting because he's playing mad defense and slowing the whole game down.
Yeah.
Or they're playing catch-up a lot in these games, I notice. They're not necessarily dominating teams, so.
But they're still number two. So.
Yeah,
so
they're still number two, which I didn't actually know until this moment, so either. I'm kind of shocked. I did not know that.
Well, shout out the fucking Lakers, bro. That's my team.
Other than that, it's like that was our weekend, really.
Yeah,
you know,
Willie Nelson quit smoking weed, dog.
Dude, we gotta light one up for Willie.
Yeah,
quitting on us.
It's crazy. It raises so if y'all don't know, Willie Nelson quit smoking weed, but it's because he's having like lung issues. Which, man, like, he's been smoking a while. And back then, that weed was fucked up. That weed was fucked up.
Right,
back
in the day. Yeah, exactly. And again, on the road all the time, all those days.
Probably smoked cigs.
A lot of smoking going on, you know, constantly.
He says he still does edibles.
It's okay.
Yeah, so he's still getting high. But yeah, Willie Nelson quit smoking weed.
That's crazy.
Right. You don't know something else I've kind of found kind of weird. Not weird, but interesting. Lowell Farms changing their name to OG.
Why?
The OG Canvas Cafe. I don't know exactly. They said they wanted to go more away from like the corporate side, and now they have like a bunch of people in on it. But yeah, I don't know.
Are all their logos still up, you think, inside?
No.
Really? Mm-mm. Very interesting.
So yeah. And they keep claiming it's the first one in the world. And I really don't think it is.
It's not true.
Like, you can't just claim that. I'm calling you guys out right now.
First one in the world of West Hollywood.
I don't even think
it's
the first one in California.
Probably not.
I feel like it was one in San Francisco. But I don't know.
I feel like there's going to have to be some fact checking on this. But you know what? It don't matter. Another one will pop up. It'll be another one, another thing. There's regular bars that pop up that nobody cares about now, but they were all the rage for the first 6 months. It's just, there'll be another one that pops up and it'll be all the rage and all that, and just time goes. But I hope the idea kicks up where there's multiple of them, though. kind of nonsense that there was some type of waiting
time. You think it's like the act of smoking and eating in the same place should be whatever, you know? I just go to Rainbow Bar and Grill in L.A.
But I wonder how they treat those businesses on the tax end, which is why this might make it.
Yeah, if you're selling weed, they gotta get their piece.
Boned on the tax end. Yeah. Because I heard it's even going up more. I learned that from the Pot Brothers at Law. They've been talking about some unfair practices going on by the feds trying to raise the taxes again on cannabis after, I don't know if there was some type of agreement already, but either way, there's a lot of nonsense going on behind the scenes, people. Do your research.
But on a brighter note, check out Obama's house. Dude, that shit is dope.
Obama?
Yes, dude. He just bought a house in fucking Martha's Vineyard, maybe? Yeah, I think it's Martha's Vineyard.
East Coast, Vermont? I think that's where that is. Yeah. Maryland or something like that.
And it's fucking sick, I've never dude. Been. 11.5 mil.
Damn.
Obama raking in the cash.
How?
He's the producer, bro. In the book, Michelle Obama's book.
That's true. Ooh. I guess so.
But they got that.
I thought you like are broke when you're president.
Well, here's my theory. You make $300,000+.
Okay.
How much of that do you spend?
Nothing. You get free dinners all the time. Everywhere. You get free lunches.
Everywhere.
Yeah, I think about it all the time as a professional athlete. Like, how many dinners are you paying for? If you're Alex Rodriguez on the Yankees in your prime, and you just go down to have a steak,
you're probably paying
a little bit.
Yeah.
But you're getting free drinks.
The president of the United States, though.
Yeah.
Everything.
Well, I think but everywhere president goes typically is a planned dinner anyways.
That's what I'm saying.
But,
and everything in the
But does
White
that
House
come with charity donations that like to be a part of those dinners and go no. like that? Doesn't he have to donate?
I'm sure his foundation
Or he
does.
Gets people to donate?
He gets people to donate to him, dog. Yes, dude.
That's what we got to do. We got to start going to dinners. And
get people to invest in us.
Or hosting dinners. And then getting people to host dinners for us to raise money for us. So we'll start with one, and then they throw us one. We'll figure it out.
And then we get an award.
It's about ideas, bro.
Right? It's about ideas. That's what this podcast is.
But Willie Nelson, did you smoke one up for Willie?
I smoked one up for Willie.
Okay, cool. Good.
My last one ever. No, I'm just kidding.
Willie and Tommy have been in a movie together. Half-Baked.
That's right. Half-Baked had fucking
everybody.
In
I know. It's like technically everybody was in that movie.
I watched the. It was like the skit from the Chappelle Show with Joe Rogan in it when they do Fear Factor.
Oh God, Tyrone, I love that.
Or Tyrone, sorry.
Tyrone Biggums, Tyrone, I think. Yeah.
And he's like, I'm gonna take a nap. And he's laying in the worms and he just puts the newspaper over him. He's like, do I have to get out? He's like, well. Technically,
this ain't the first time I've had penis, Bill Rogan.
And then you really like it's crazy.
Has Chappelle been on Joe Rogan?
No, they just talked about it. He probably never will, but like he's down with it. He's just like, I'm busy, you know. Like, I'm like, do I need to really do it?
Who says that?
Dave Chappelle. And this is true. And Joe Rogan even said like that's how he thinks. Like if he didn't. Like, he's not going to go out of his way, and he's busy to do, like, a podcast. Like, he'll just talk to you in person.
One day, he will have to do it, though, and it'll be a 10-hour episode.
Oh,
it'll
be sick.
It's going to be long. It's going to be strong. But I'm looking forward to it.
He has a lot to say.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe that's why.
Maybe
that's how Dave Chappelle thinks, too, though, that he's like, the story's not done yet.
True.
I don't want to sit down.
What's next for Dave Chappelle?
Movies. Serious roles.
You think?
I think so. Like, not leading actor, but,
was he
like,
in the Green Book?
No, he was,
No, that's right?
No, he's in The Star is Born.
Star is Born.
Where, and he has scenes with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Yeah, he's like Bradley Cooper's best friend, right?
Yeah.
That's a serious role, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he has some light humor in it, but to see him on screen cinematically and not...
Yeah, is it sick?
Comedy. Like, you could just tell, like, cinematically, like, the dramatic tone looks different, whereas, like,
does it
comedy...
work with him, though? Because, like, sometimes...
Yeah, because he's got that raspier voice now, and he can talk, and I think that's what's great about Dave Chappelle is that he just can... I think his acting was him being cool and just being like, hey, man, it's no problem. That kind of thing. But, like, not trying to be, like, overly dramatic actor. That's why I think it worked. Like, you know what I mean? Some guys probably get put in that spot and want to be like, well, this is a big movie with Bradley Cooper. I got to live up to that.
It
and
won,
like
Oscar, right?
I think so. Or it was definitely nominated. Has it been? I don't know if it's... Yeah, I think those were last year Oscars, right? It wouldn't be this year's, right? Either way, it was definitely something that I think I could see him having another role in, but more lines. Because he was only in the movie for like
20 minutes.
Yeah, if that, but like selective scenes over the course. And, you know, it kind of came late in the movie. So it's like he wasn't an established character right off the bat.
Yeah.
And so anyways, I could see Dave Chappelle getting into more of those. I could tell you right now, I couldn't see him doing another Half-Baked. I would, I think I'd more likely to see him in the serious role than going like another Half-Baked role.
Yeah. And he's probably not going to.
People move on. People evolve. People want to. And, like, you know, he has to bring the way he tells his humor on stage so casually and funny. He probably is going to bring that to some type of role as a supporting actor, probably. I don't know.
Or a star. Who knows?
I think he, I mean, of course, I want to see him a star. I'm just saying, like, it's, people are going to have to start accepting him in a dramatic series of roles before people accept him as, like, a leading role where it's, like, his story kind of thing. But that's if he even wants to do that.
Yeah, who knows?
You know what I mean? We're just high-talking here, you know? It's like, but...
Because I'm sure he makes a bag and a half off fucking...
Appearances.
And appearances. He makes a lot of money.
I saw a video of him shooting around with the Lakers... And
was
he had like an air ball.
Was it recent?
He was, it was like 3-point range, like a step back. I think LeBron or somebody was teaching him the step back, and like he just did it. And correct me if I'm wrong, I thought he missed, but there was like multiple balls being shot at once. It was somebody's practice. So nobody was waiting for Dave Chappelle to shoot. Like everybody was just going. And but yeah, it's a cool little step back. You can almost picture him like,
One of the dopest things I think about Dave Chappelle, not about him, but that he does, is at the end of his specials when he puts all the Polaroids up.
Oh, yeah. Dude, so cool.
He's so... And you realize really how respected that motherfucker is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone respects him.
Yeah.
As they should. I mean, he's earned it. But he's a legend. He definitely may be one of the biggest comedians of our time.
But I look forward to the open verbal diary with Joe Rogan or whoever it may be. Or if it's just him doing it and just saying, I just want to record this myself. Like, I can almost...
Donnell Rawlings got a podcast. Maybe he does it on there. That's his boy.
That's
they
true.
They tour together.
Maybe he would.
But I think Dave would be like, nah, but I ain't giving you the clout.
But see, I... Exactly. But see, I would want somebody that's not going to interrupt. And Joe Rogan sits back a lot, which
is
great.
He does.
So, but it's either got to be someone like Joe Rogan
to
or nobody
story,
at all.
Joe Rogan to, like, just fuck around Donnell Rawlings.
Right.
Well, which one do you want? It's like, which one comes first?
Yeah. Neither. I'd want just Dave just... Chapter one, like an audio
book.
Write
a book. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, he probably works on it. You never know.
Yeah,
even if he has to verbally say it and he has somebody type it up.
Yeah.
I mean, I've thought about that. It's like if you really wanted something made, all you have to do is voice record it now and just go get it transcribed.
Majority of like autobiographies and shit, like Rick Ross's, for instance, the author just like was with him for a long period of time and they just told him stories and then the guy puts the book together. Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I would love that. You gotta earn that, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta earn that.
Oh, man. You know, so you gotta earn is your way into Anna Kappa Yacht Club for Wet Wednesdays.
Yeah, Wet Wednesday on 2016 was fucking wild. Sunday morning, I guess it was, we lost someone in hip hop. So rest in peace, first off, to Juice WRLD, man. That's some sad news. Always is when it's someone so young and so talented and so far from the end of their journey. Really just at the start. You know, it's sad to see someone like that go. Send the condolences to the family, fans.
And then the more the news busts out, the worse it's getting.
Yeah, which just sucks. I don't really... want to get too much into it, but you know, all I gotta say is be smart. And you know, just because some drugs feel good doesn't mean they are good. And check on your homies and don't be afraid to say fucking stop or don't do that or you shouldn't be on that shit. That's the biggest takeaway from this, man. People are scared to tell their friends, especially when they make more money than them, you know, that they're fucking up. So get your shit together if you're out there for real, because you're gonna. It takes one mistake, it takes one time, one night, and you lost it all.
For real.
And yeah, so rest in peace to Juice WRLD. Yeah. But with that being said,
a lot going on in hip hop.
Yeah, another Midwest rapper, I should say. Eminem and Nick Cannon going at it. I'm not gonna lie, I don't know. I may be ignorant to it, and there's been some shit going on, but this is so random to me.
Right?
I haven't heard the Fat Joe record yet.
Me neither.
But the Nick Cannon's return is
insane.
It's so funny.
Insane.
And Suge Knight calling him out on the phone.
I wonder, I could just picture
it's
them.
It's what it is.
Right.
Yeah, because Nick Cannon now owns the rights to Suge Knight's story with Ray J.
Yeah.
So it's promo for the movie.
Yeah, but I could just picture them at the jail with like a phone.
It's over the phone.
That's what I'm saying. And just recording it.
No, he calls in.
Oh.
That's why they have at the start. It's like your call. That's classic hip hop. Hearing the jail collect call.
Yeah.
Classic hip hop. You're now receiving a call from Johnson County. Like,
and he calls, and Suge Knight calls Eminem a bitch.
Yes, at the end. It's so funny.
And there's a lot of...
In the song that Cannon says that Eminem sucked his fucking...
Getting their dick sucked by somebody, and
but
shots have been fired.
About, he's saying, I'm not that... I'm too not bougie, but...
Yeah. He's like, I don't even have a driver. Or I never had a driver. So, by the way, accusations have been thrown, and... it's exciting.
I'm excited to see it because that's fucking hilarious.
Well, he even mentions the last retaliation was a Drake song that, who did Drake have a retaliation song to?
Meek Mill.
It was, okay, so that was the last one they say. It's like, this is the best one since that one.
Well, yeah, when Drake did Back to Back, he got Grammy nominated. And
this is not Grammy nominated.
No, and this is definitely not.
No,
Grammy
but
nominated.
It's probably it's funny nominated. Like it's good, but this is funny because like
Nick Cannon versus Eminem. Nick Cannon is does great things. Don't get me wrong, but
he hosts The Masked Singer.
And America's Got Talent and Wild and Out.
A million things.
And he's done a million great things.
And here he is.
Why are you rapping against Eminem?
And talking mad shit.
Yeah, like, let's chill. Eminem will go off and it'll be funny.
He's
though.
Already tweeting back as we've been recording.
He's writing I bet by the time we turn these mics off,
he's got another
song,
I bet. Because that was only a part on a Fat Joe song, I guess.
Yeah, and it was weird though because on Nick Cannon's, it was like six dudes dissing.
Yeah, and I don't. And you said you didn't know who those dudes were.
I didn't even look into it. I may know them, but yeah, nah.
Hilarious. But
six
yeah.
dudes in Suge Knight, bro.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's gonna be interesting where this all goes.
Yeah, I'm excited to see where it goes. To be honest with
you. Oh man.
But that's bringing life back to hip hop because this year's been a shitty. I said it last time. It's been a shitty fucking year for music.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see how the year ends, but it's basically over for music. Not a lot of music comes out in Christmas time anymore. I remember back when there were CDs and then anything prior to that, Christmas would be big for releases because the marketing behind selling CDs or physical copies is you want to put your shit out around the time that other people put your shit out because back in the day, even if you had a car or whatever, you're not going to the store every day. So you want to set it up where someone goes and says, oh, this is out. I'm going to go pick all three up. And that was like the big marketing plan behind it. But now, since it's streaming, you kind of want to put your shit out at its own time. And so no one puts out shit by Christmas anymore. But we'll see. I know Jim Jones might be coming with another album, which would be fucking badass. I think we'll get a Jay-Z album next year. I hope. We'll get a Drake album next year. Party
That's
album
sure.
next year. Party Next Door. Rihanna.
LMFAO.
I don't know. What dude. Okay, I got a funny story. When I lived in Australia, I went to this music festival in Melbourne when I was like 14 because you just fucking go nutso in Australia. And it was like one of my first... I started like going to clubs and shit when I was like 14, 13 in Australia because it's just so easy to get in. Maybe 14, 15. But I was at this fucking, I don't even remember what it was called, but it was a music festival. And LMFAO was the headline. It was when they were huge. Like, they were huge. But it was like where, you know, when you used to go, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like you'd go out to a place when you're younger, and then, like, all your goal would be is to find chicks to make out with. Yeah. It was during that phase. But it was an outdoor music festival. It was so fucking weird. I'm 14, and there's, like, all these old people. It was very weird. But it was funny.
Party rock.
Party rock, bro. That's, I saw that live, 14, making out with this girl. Her name is... I'm not even going to say it, but because I'm gonna say this, which is... I'm going to say this, which is kind of mean, but she's one of those girls that you're like, ooh, I thank God I got it when I did. Because some, you know...
Life happens.
Time tells.
Yeah.
Time fucking tells. There's a lot of girls that I'll just pop up. That's the worst part about Instagram and social media is it reminds you of girls you hooked up with.
Yeah.
Because you have to see them. And I mean, you unfollow them, whatever.
Right, right.
Still, it's just thrown in your fucking face.
Yeah, pretty much.
Especially at this age, I think.
Instagram is everybody's real life baseball card.
Very true. Except I would say baseball cards are more fucking truthful.
Yeah, I'm going to say they're factual stats.
They're, I don't even know what Instagram is.
But you get what I'm saying. Yeah, it's like your magazine.
But it's on Roy's.
Yeah, because you could do anything with it. Anything. So it's not like you can
make yourself look like anything. If I wanted to piss someone off, or like you could fake shit. You could like make your life. People do it all the time. I don't.
Yeah, no.
But, man, Instagram.
I just post my work. Or like, literally what I did that was
I'll
something
post
cool
some
in my
shit
life.
My dog.
Yeah, I
guess. Shout out Jameson.
But like, life quotes.
No. Get the fuck out. Life quotes under.
Unless I wrote it, and it like people are like, that's a dope quote.
Yeah, if I write a quote,
and people are like,
and when you search like life quotes, like number 7 is this quote by fucking Woody. I'm a quote myself.
I had a few friends who still throw around the quote I accidentally messed up, like when I was in 9th grade, and I said in with the out, bad with the good, and like everybody like went like yeah, and then like somebody was like, you said that wrong, like, and then it just stuck where everybody just always said that to me, and
you should post a caption with it.
No problem. I mean, a lot of people would know what it is.
It sounds like all bad.
Right.
In with the out and bad with the good.
Yeah.
So I said it
so fast in a conversation that it just went, but like, you know what I mean? Your mind just hears all four or those like core things of that sentence
and it just tries to shoot it.
And
out
you're like, yeah,
on
I got
autopilot.
It. But like everybody else that heard it too was like, yeah, I got it. But like you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. I've had that one and I don't know if I have any other good quotes, to be honest. If they ever come up.
I don't have any quotes.
No.
I'm not a quotable person. What I do is quotes of, I don't know what you call it. It's like, you remember, he did something, you know? That's me. That's my quote. Like, hey, that one time Woody did some dumb shit. That's my quote. I have a funny ass story, actually. Back in the day, I don't remember what we used to call this kid, like, Bear something, right? And everyone always
grills.
Like, no, I wish I honestly almost didn't tell the story because I can't fucking remember what it is. But maybe I will. Bear Claw, maybe. No, it was funny. But anyway, where he got the name from is what's so funny. But one time, we were out in the middle of the fucking forest, and this is a hunt. This is a true fucking story, and we're hitting gravity bongs, like back in the day. Like it was like in the when you
did you cut like a milk carton. Or, like, you bought one.
No, we made it. And it was actually gravity bongs. Is that what I said?
Yeah.
The one where you let the water out? Waterfall bongs.
Right? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Whatever, it was one of those. But it was at the time where, like, you start venturing out. Like, we're in high school, so we only smoke bowls and shit. But this was, like, we're getting baked. Dude, so we hit, like, 4 or 5 of them. And then, dude, this guy, all of a sudden, that we're smoking with, our homie, just gets on all fours and goes into a fucking... like a bear run. I shit you not, dude.
Like he just got all weird.
No, he just randomly did that, and he's like, it felt like I wanted to do that.
Seen only one bizarre bizarre high story from high school. It just clicked me when you said somebody went into like a different mindset.
What is that called? A bear run?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like when they're all on their all hands and going, yeah.
I wish I could remember the name, but anyway.
He started acting all like that, but he was mindfully doing it, trying to be funny.
He says he doesn't know why he did it, but he was just stoned and did it. Like,
he's got all prehistoric.
Yeah, that's funny. So funny.
There was a this dude that I got really high with. Actually, it was in a room full of dudes in high school getting all high, and we hit this like, it was over a 3-foot bong, might have been 4-foot. Either way, it was called Jesus at the time.
It wasn't mine.
No, this was a senior year of high school.
Oh.
yeah, I don't know.
How did you get your hands?
Senior year of high school, and the dude's house we were at was the older brother of a girl I was dating. So, and like him and I just got along, and he smoked weed, and he had this bong, and I'd hit it before, and we got along, and I had asked him like one time, it's like, if I cool, I bring some friends over to check this thing out, and I think I invited like 1, 2, 3. There's at least four of my, like, three or four of my friends. Or you know what? We might have been doing something. Or maybe we, like, brought weed. Whatever it was, like, he was obviously cool with it.
Yeah.
But it was still, like, their parents' house, but he lived there. And he was
smoking there?
Yeah, he was, like, 20-something at the time. And we were, like, 18. So, and he busted out, and we all ripped it. And he had, like, Pink Floyd posters on the wall. And, like,
classic.
We were playing Pink Floyd. And, 2003, and we all ripped the bong, and gosh, I kind of just remember sitting on the ground below the bed, and like everybody found their little spot in his room to kind of like just chill out and like listen to music, but like we were young, I don't think anybody had gotten that high off a bong like that, and it hits you hard. I remember being sitting on the ground and like looking up, and one of my buddies was standing in front of his like flat screen TV, and like I don't think there was anything on the image of the screen, but I also don't really remember too well, and I remember him like looking at the TV and then like just like awkwardly moving like a zombie almost, right? And I was like, what the fuck is he doing? And I'm not gonna say any names or anything like that. I'll just say the guy and that guy and this guy.
But you know who you are.
Yeah. and he grabbed this dude's remote off the top of the TV. And he had it like this in his hand. And he was just sitting in front of the TV. And then all of a sudden, he just snapped it in half and threw it on the ground. And I just looked up high out of my mind, like slow motion, like, what the fuck. And like I remember everybody snapped out of their little hibernation stoner moment too, and we're like, what the fuck's going on with this dude? And the dude that the house it was who looked at me like, what the fuck is up with your friend, dude? He just fucking broke my remote. Are you fucking serious? What is wrong with you? And my friend like wasn't there, but he was there. He was just like staring at us like he like was in like a PTSD moment almost, but like he had no reason to be.
Yeah.
And after that, he tried to like almost escape out of the window, and he was like clawing through the blinds like trying to get out.
And he just was high on weed.
That's all we had, dude. Like later on he said that he was on migraine medication, which I don't know what that is or what that would do.
I've taken migraine medicine and smoked weed before.
I don't know what it was about, but we'll just give him the benefit of the doubt.
It sounds like so anyways, crack,
we dog. Also did not, like, I mean, obviously not if we all smoked the same thing. And like,
but before.
No, we had, like, it was right after school. Oh, like, it wasn't even, like, a nighttime thing. This was, like, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh,
like,
God.
Yeah. And he was trying to claw out of the place, and I had to basically be the one to be, like, I invited this dude over. I got to snap him out of that. Yeah. And I was like, and I grabbed my friend, like fucking like that. And I was like, yo, what the fuck, dude? Are you fucking serious right now? And I just like threw him on the bed and I was like, calm the fuck down. And like, I remember him just like laying there and then like everybody was just like, what the fuck just happened? And like, we were just like, I don't know what's wrong with him. Like, what the fuck? And like, I don't know if he was seizuring. We were like, not sure. So like, I picked him up and, but like, I picked him up off the bed and I'm like, and he just like looked at me like he was still there. He wasn't like shaking, convulsing, but he was moving weird. So I finally like got him outside. Like, I didn't like drag him or anything like that. He was able to walk, which is even more strange.
Dude, it's not like he was
begging me. I don't know, dude. And then like he like I got him outside, and then all of a sudden like I laid him on the grass and just like I didn't know what was gonna happen. So like we were getting ready to call 911. Because I didn't know how, because he was still there. He wasn't unconscious or anything like that. And then, like, I kept, like, yelling at him while he was sitting on the grass. Like, I can't believe you just fucking did that, dude. Like, what is wrong with you? Like, and then he just, like, came to and he's like, what? And I was like, what? And then, like, he just, like.
And he doesn't remember it?
He, like, was just kind of like, what just happened? And I was like, what do you mean it just happened? You just, like, went ape shit in the room and tried to, like, escape. And, like, it was bizarre. Like, tell me what happened. And like, he just no idea. And like, a couple people came walking outside and they're like, is he okay? I'm like, do you need some water? Like, there, I'm like, bring him some water. And like, brought him water. And I'm like, can you drink? Like, he's like, I'm like, can you talk? And he's like, wait, did I say his name?
Yeah.
Oh, no, shit. And yeah, and then he just kind of snapped out of it and no recollection. And then like we had to replace that guy's remote and like
replace that friend.
Never went back there again.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you break up with his sister?
No. I was still hanging out with his sister, but like I just was like weirded out about like
he probably fucking did not fuck with you guys. Yeah. What the fuck?
I'm glad he didn't break the bong, dude. This thing was huge. True, but like again, true. I don't know, man. It was,
dude,
the
that would have been so bad.
It was the most bizarre stoner story I think I could ever possibly tell, and I have no explanation for it. If you've ever heard of a cross of migraine medication and smoking too much weed and somebody falls into basically like a dream sleep, or like what would you call it, a sleepwalking, but like
basically
living their actual dream, being physical, and the eyes were there and everything, and like it was super bizarre, man. I'll never forget it. Kind of like I said, zombie like but like
bath, dude, he's
and what's funny
salts,
is like he's
RPCP.
A very calm dude, so for him to like do that was weird. Like, you starting shit, dude? What's wrong with you? I've never seen, like, again, then again though, it's the only person I've ever boxed in my life. So anyways,
maybe he smoked PCP.
Either way, I'll never know, but it was the most bizarre stoner story I've ever had.
That is weird.
Yeah,
that is very strange.
That's all I got.
Cool. Well, fuck it. We got a week ahead of us, a fun week. Yeah, we got some cool videos getting ready for Christmas. But yeah, episode 11, in the book, in the bag. Get the bag.
Get the bag.
But yeah, we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
See you next week. Peace.